For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. As well as providing an opportunity to mark the holidays, Saturday's Esperanza de Paranda in Hartford highlighted an important need for those displaced by Hurricane Maria. And that's a warm meal. For at least one night during the Paranda, Mireli Torres Garcia and her family got to eat a traditional Puerto Rican meal and enjoy the comforts of home.
We can talk Spanish, we can see the flag, we can eat our food, we can hear our music, and we need that. We need that to feel happy.
In October, FEMA offered its transitional sheltering assistance program to those displaced by Hurricane Maria. Torres Garcia was accepted and placed by FEMA at the Red Roof Inn Plus in Hartford with her family. But life in a hotel means no kitchen.
We don't get used to eat microwave stuff. We eat a lot of rice in Puerto Rico. We eat rice and beans and meat, and in the microwave, it's very difficult to that. And my kids, it's difficult to them too.
Her two kids get breakfast and lunch at school, but Torres Garcia eats all three meals in the hotel. Because she eats a lot of microwave food that she isn't used to, and because she sometimes drinks faucet water, she says it makes her dizzy. Sometimes she doesn't eat. The families have been reaching out to local restaurants like Aquí Me Quedo and Comerillo in hopes that they could cover maybe a meal a night for the families living at the hotel. As of now, the families have a place to stay until January 13th. FEMA says that can change if the governor of Puerto Rico asks for an extension of the assistance program. Torres Garcia told me that FEMA closed her case and that come the 13th, her family will be homeless. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.